Have you ever wondered why February is the shortest month of the year? If you take a look at your calendar, you'll notice that February only has 28 days, while the other months have 30 or 31 days. We can blame the Romans for the quirks of our modern calendar. The ancient Roman calendar had only 10 months, beginning in March and ending in December. The cold winter months weren't counted, most likely because they weren't important to the agricultural cycle of planting and harvest. The months were synchronized with the moon, so some had 29 days, and others had 31. February was established as a 28-day month by the second king of Rome, Numa Pompilius. Prior to this, the first king of Rome, Romulus, did not count the days of January and February in the year's calendar, as he felt they were unimportant, because they didn't produce any harvest. When Pompilius took over, he decided to create a more in-sync calendar, and added January and February in line with the 12 lunar months. Almost every month had 29 or 31 days, as even numbers were seen to be unlucky. However, to add up to the original 355 days in one year, there had to be an unlucky month, February. The calendar still had its flaws. Following the lunar cycle worked well for a few years, but soon the seasons became out of sync with their typical months. To fix it, the Romans added a leap month called Mercedonius. There were only 355 days of the year until the time of Julius Caesar. Because the leap month was inconsistent, this too had its obvious flaws. In 45 BC, Julius Caesar commissioned an expert to create a sun-based calendar like the one the Egyptians used. The Julian calendar added a little more than 10 days to each year, making each month either 30 or 31 days long, except for February. To account for the entire 365.25 day long year, one day was added to February every 4 years, now known as a leap year.